Blog Talk Radio.
How would I treat myself if I thought I was sacred? How would I love myself if nothing was wrong? I'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song. How would you treat yourself if you thought you were sacred? How would you love yourself if nothing was wrong? You'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song. You are sacred.
Cynthia Fontaine. It's Thursday, September 26th, and I do apologize for being a little bit late tonight. Been on the run all day, and appointments just seem to have run a little bit over all day long. And also, I'm getting ready in the morning to take my partner in for double hernia surgery. So I've had lots to do today, getting prepped for that to make sure, you know, you have everything on hand that you need, ice packs and all that sort of thing. You know, he's a lucky guy considering I am a shaman and a Reiki master. So hopefully his recovery will be a quick one and be easy on him. But it's going to be nice to have him home for at least a week anyway. Well, that being said, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in, whether you are live or if you listen to the replay down the road. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to tune into my radio show. So welcome and thank you. I send out blessings to all of you. And remember, if you listen live or on the replay, it's always live and fresh and evergreen. So if we're doing, for example, a meditation or a process, know that the energy is just as active And it actually builds up as more and more people listen and do the process or the meditation as time goes by. It's kind of a cool thing how that works, because our logical mind has a hard time perceiving that. But yet on a higher level or spiritual level, we know this to be true. And I don't want to get religious or anything here on you guys, but, you know, in many cultures or religions, they say two or more people gather together, prayers are answered. So that being said, the more you guys listen, the higher the vibration of the show and the whole planet gets. And really, that's what it's all about. They say that right now an average of only 5% of the population are spiritual. That really kind of blows my mind, because I was brought up in a religious family, and of course religion and spirituality are much different. But however, that gave me a foundation in who I am, and it gave me a love for the divine or for a higher power or a higher being. And for me, it's been so important, especially during the times that have been difficult. Many of you who listen to me know that I lost my brother on August 22nd to suicide. And even though I've been through some pretty crazy things in my life, including being held hostage at gunpoint and been raped several times and strangled or attempted to be strangled, that I think by far losing my brother like that was such a tragedy. And I am so, so very blessed to have such amazing people in my life who have been right there from the day one to help me get through this. And though, of course, there's nothing that any of us can ever do to bring him back, I hope to use the experience to be able to help others out there. I would give anything to have my brother back, but that's not possible. So if I can take this experience now, and if it just helps one person save one life, then, his death won't be in vain. Now, if you'd like to call in tonight or the afternoon, depending on where you're at, or if you're listening from somewhere else in the world, it may be morning. The guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. So, a little bit about what's going on. I like to sort of check out what's happening astrology in the astrological zone and planetary-wise and see what's going on. And we're still, for those of you who have listened the last few weeks, we're still in the same pattern, that's very intense, that really is bringing us to a place of looking down deep at the shadow of ourselves. And so what does that mean, the shadow of ourselves? Well, the shadow part is the part of you where fear lives. What are you afraid of? I know for me, one thing that has come up recently, and particularly today with my own coach, and I do coaching, by the way, if you are interested, you can feel free to email me. And my email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com, or reach out to me on Facebook. That's actually the best way to reach me, because I really get hundreds and hundreds of emails a day and sometimes miss an email or two. So if you'd like to reach out to me on Facebook, my private page is CynthiaFontaine.142. And my public page, which I actually took a poll to see if people wanted me to change the name of the public page because it's so long. And the poll came back a positive, absolute no, people want me to keep the name. So my public page is facebook.com/pages, intuitive medium, psychic, gifted healer, animal communicator, inspirational teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. And you will know me by the sparkly sequined off-the-shoulder dress, one shoulder, and the strawberry blonde hair in my glam shot. So please like my Facebook page. That's where all the action happens. If anything's going to go on, it's going to be on my public page, not my private page. So check out my public page. I am live in the chat room. So if you want, if you'd like to say hi, if you're in the chat room, that would be great. I'd love to hear from you guys. And I can't manage doing Facebook and the chat room and all that stuff at the same time. So though my Facebook is open, I can't manage doing the chat and all that right now. So, but you can listen live on Facebook if you'd like, and you would probably be listening now. Anyway, so this week's show is about radical forgiveness and living in a harmonious universe. And it really goes along with looking at the shadow side of ourselves. I know me personally, having many planets in Virgo, tend to be very self-critical and have a hard time forgiving myself. And I'll give you a sort of a brief example and won't go into too much detail. But one thing that's really affected me personally for many years is I've had guilt over one decision in my life. Of course, I've had guilt or, you know, wish I had made different decisions about things in my life. But one particular decision, which I felt really swayed my whole life and my whole world, which is not necessarily a bad thing. And interestingly enough, as my coach and I, this came up today and we worked on this issue, what I came to after many years, over, let's say, I'd say, probably close to 25 years of having regret and feeling guilty about this decision and so forth, I finally came to the realization that that one decision did not affect, that's not quite the right way that I want to put it. My making that one decision would have probably, it was a catalyst, of course, it propelled my life into another direction. But had I not made that decision, there would probably have been some other reason that would have propelled my life in a different direction. At the time, I was married to a alcoholic man and was in a semi-abusive relationship. It was mentally abusive for years and years, and my life had been threatened many, many times. So I have, again, I had thought for all over 25 years that this one decision that I had made in my life made the marriage terrible and ended it. But then when I looked back and reviewed it today with my coach, the marriage was terrible from the beginning. And here I was blaming myself all this time for the terrible marriage. Well, you know, that was partially some of the guilt that I had been brought up in my family, because we were taught that you marry for life. Not that everybody in the family did, but if you divorce, then you're an outcast out of our religious faith, and you can no longer take part in the full religion. So anyway, I thought, well, I'm going to make the best of it and stick with it, and that didn't happen. Fortunately for me and for my children, you know, I pretty much raised my children by myself for 17 years, with the exception of I did have a lot of help from, I call them my outlaws. And that is my former husband's parents. They were absolutely wonderful and a huge help. And I couldn't have done it single-handed, working full-time, more than full-time, actually. I was working 50 to 60 hours a week, trying to make ends meet and provide a good home for my two children. So anyway, there's always been help when I've needed it, thank goodness. But this subject, back to the subject of radical forgiveness, we actually attempted this forgiveness piece about a year ago, my coach and I, and I was not able to do it then. I wasn't ready. I just couldn't see with the clarity that I have today, whatever the reasons are. But today, for some reason, it all clicked. And part of it is because I'm a much different person than I was even just a year ago. You know, I've grown amazingly in the last year. You know, in the last 20 years, you know, I've grown in leaps and bounds. But the last year in particular, my self-confidence has improved. I've been able to take what I do and now be on the air and sharing it with you. A year ago, I didn't really have the confidence to be sitting here speaking with you right now. And now, you know, I'm able to go in front of dozens of people at a time and speak and also do group workshops and sessions and so forth. So I'm very thankful for that. And I owe a huge and tremendous thanks to my coaches, Marcia Prater and Susan Mullen, and the famous and wonderful Colette Baron Reed and Althea Gray. It was synchronistic events that brought me to Colette, and that brought me to Althea, which brought me to Marcia, which brought me to Susan. So what are the synchronistic events that are going on in your life right now? So again, if you'd like to call in, we have about 30 minutes left, and the calling number is 818-691-7313. Now, I always tend to run over with everything I do, including my radio show. So if I get cut off at the end, because she gives me a 10-second warning, but I can't always fit it all in, remember, when you go back, if you would like to listen to the replay, the entire recording will be there from beginning until I actually log off. And so you'll hear some music in the end, and then you'll know I'm finished. So if I get cut off at the end, please feel free to go back and listen to the very end of the show at the replay. Usually at the end, I'm trying to squeeze in how to contact me and things like that. But sometimes there's just so much information to get out there that I'm still blabbing at the end of the show, trying to fill in as much as I can for the week. My son is actually trying to encourage me, or he is encouraging me, to add a second hour to my weekly schedule. And he thinks I should do a Sunday show. Many of you may not know that I am an ordained minister and I am a shaman. So he thinks it would be great if I did you know, some type of spiritual Sunday show for you guys to tune into. I don't want to say a prayer show, just basically, but some kind of uplifting spiritual show. So if you are interested in seeing me do that, let me know. I'm interested to see if that's something that you guys would like. Now, we're almost at the halfway point, and I know I was a few minutes late, so I am going to go over. But again, you can listen to the overage on the recording if you don't quite catch it if I get cut off. excuse me. I just need to take a quick sip here. Okay, so we're just going to do a quick breathing exercise. Because I know I'm wound up. I don't know about you guys up there, but the intensity of the planetary stuff that's going on has been building, and it really comes to a peak this weekend. So I'm feeling the intensity, and you may be as well. So if you're standing, that's fine. If you're sitting, please put both feet flat on the floor and palms up, legs and arms uncrossed. If you're laying down, that's okay too, but please be sure that your body is completely open and your legs and arms are uncrossed. If you happen to be driving a motor vehicle and are listening on your iPhone or smartphone, please do not do this portion of the call and listen to it later. So either turn it off or pull off the side of the road. Even though it's going to be brief, I want your attention on driving if that's what you're doing, or if you're cutting with a sharp knife or a chainsaw or anything like that, you know, take a moment, put it down, stop it, or shut off the show and listen later on. So while we are in this space and our body position is open, for those of you who are sitting or standing, your feet are flat on the ground, palms facing up towards the heavens or the sky, the universe, whatever you're comfortable with. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And as you breathe in through your nose, your belly should expand first. And as your belly fills with air, then your lungs fill. And as you exhale, reverse the opposite direction. And try to pull your belly button as far back to your spine as you can as you're exhaling to get all that air that then all the toxins that's been sitting in the bottom of your lungs, that when we breathe the way we breathe every day, that's stale oxygen and all those particles just sit at the bottom of our lungs. So it's important to do some breathing exercises every day to get that stuff up and out of your lungs. Okay, so now again, as we take a deep breath into our nose, and I'm going to do this with you, filling your abdomen as your lungs expand. And just hold the breath for a couple of counts. And then exhale through your mouth with a big whoosh out and pull your belly button all the way to your spine. And again, as you expand your tummy, as your tummy comes out, and your lungs fill up, hold the breath for a couple of counts. And then a big exhale, again, out. Pulling your belly button all the way to your spine. And another deep breath in. And a big exhale out. Now, as we're in this state of calmness, and we've created this sacred space around us, I'd just like to take a moment and thank everyone for being here, and also thank my guides. You can call them guides or angels. Some people interchange the name. And also thank yours as well for being present. Because remember, we all have help with us. We're never alone. Even if you physically feel alone or you live by yourself, there's always spiritual help right there with you to hold your hand. So imagine that all your spiritual helpers now, wherever you are in the world or in your home or in your car, or maybe you're sitting in the backyard on the patio, remember that those spiritual helpers are there with you. And imagine them holding your hand. Doesn't that feel great? I love to do little exercises like this. And as we're sitting here, sort of in reverence almost, give a little bow to them because they can see you and they like to be appreciated. So thank them, even if it's in your mind, for being there for you, always, for holding your hand and guiding you. It is us as humans who often block the guidance. And I've done it myself, and though I've gotten so much better over the years, but it really took some big things. Like my cousin, who is a Native American pipe carrier, said to me one time, "Oh, I see you got hit by the cosmic 2x4 again upside the head." Yes, I have been hit by that 2x4 many times. So as we just enjoy a moment here of peaceful relaxation, of being with our spiritual family, a moment of grace. Again, thanking them, blessing them, appreciating them for who they are and their commitment to each and every one of us. And a nice deep breath in and a big exhale out. And as we, again, are sitting here in this space, let's just do a little cleansing of our body and our auric field. So as you breathe in, imagine a golden beam of light coming in through your crown chakra, which is the top of your head. And as it comes in through your crown, imagine it filling up your auric field, which is the space around your body. We have this energy sort of field that extends usually about 3 feet from our body, sometimes further, sometimes closer in. Imagine this golden light fills up this bubble around you, like the bubble from the Good Witch Glenda from The Wizard of Oz. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you do. So as your bubble is filled up with this golden, bright, beautiful light, breathe it in. And as you're breathing in this golden light and it's coming down, pouring through your crown chakra, imagine this light is swirling all through your head, lighting up your pituitary, your thymus gland, your medulla, just lighting up your brain in all the spots to connect heaven and earth, your third eye. And as you breathe out, anything that's negative or toxins or trapped goes out with the exhale into the universe to be processed, recycled for another day. And as you breathe in, allow this light, this golden light, to come down through your face, your throat. If your throat feels tight, allow the light to ease the tightness and allow your throat to open. Sometimes if you're feeling tightness in your throat, it can mean that you have words that are unsaid, that are stuck in your throat. If you have laryngitis, that's a classic one about having words that are unsaid. So it's always best to speak your truth. Remember, even with the heart issues, there's always a way that you can speak your truth and yet be kind. So always remember, if you have to choose kindness in your speaking. In fact, not even if you have to choose, just make the choice of speaking with kindness. And as this golden light continues down through your shoulders, your arms, allow your shoulders to drop and relax. Feel your muscles relaxing, melting in this golden, warm ray of light as it fills your body, your chest cavity, your heart. How is your heart beating? Are you taking care of your heart? Are you eating healthy and exercising? Are you enjoying life? Are you showing love to yourself and to others? Are you willing to allow yourself to radically forgive yourself or others for things that you have been holding on to, maybe for decades? Maybe for decades. And again, as we take a nice deep breath in, this golden light fills our abdomen, our tummy area, that's your solar plexus on your chakras. And then your abdomen is your second chakra, your sexual chakra. Are you having reproductive issues or problems, whether you're male or female? And also the base chakra, the root chakra, can also apply to this area, as this golden light massages and swirls around this area. Imagine that it picks up any issues that are going on like a magnet. And as you exhale, any problems that you're having in any area of your body, imagine it just goes out on the exhale. And all of a sudden, it's no longer an issue. Miracles can be that easy. There is no difficulty in the level of a miracle. Remember that, whether it's curing a cold or curing cancer. There is no, neither one is more difficult than the other. And as you breathe in, allow this golden light to go down through your legs, your thighs, your calves, your knees, your ankles, your feet, and into your toes. Feel your toes light up and vibrate, and your fingertips too. Oh, feel the magic of that, the lighting up of your fingers and toes. And as you exhale out this time, give a big push and an exhale out right out the bottom of your feet into Mother Earth. Just taking with it all your cares and worries, any illnesses or challenges that you have, just blow them right out the bottom of your feet. And thank Mother Earth for accepting all those things that you're offering her, and bless her and be grateful that she is so generous and so kind to us. She provides for over 7 billion people in the planet. We have more food on this planet than we have people who can eat it. Unfortunately, it's not always distributed to all the people in the world, and it's very disproportioned. But the amount of food that is produced daily is more than enough to feed the entire world and population of 7 billion people. So now let's come back to the present time and space. As you shake your hands, move around a little bit, give another exhale out, and come back into your body and into your current space. Oh, and I just got the chills, so my guides are here with us. So if you would like to call in, if you have questions, if you have something going on in your life that you'd like to talk about and would like some direction, you can call in at 818-691-7313. So, this week's mantra is, now that I have chosen to be just who I am and express myself more fully as a woman or a man, I can give myself completely in love again and again. Excuse me. And this really went perfectly with the work that I did with my coach today on radical forgiveness. The first line, now that I have chosen to be just who I am. Well, I am who I am, and I've made the choices that I've made. Does that mean that I have to punish myself for an entire lifetime? Well, I could choose that, but now I choose forgiveness. And again, a year ago, I was not able to do this, but today I stand here letting you know that today I am able to forgive. I'm able to forgive myself, and I'm able to forgive the people in my life who who intentionally made my life very difficult. My former husband would very often withhold child support as soon as he knew I wasn't working. And he would withhold it for months and months at a time. Very often in the winter as well, when he knew there were heating bills to pay and so forth. And it really affected the quality of life for myself and my children. I've had multiple injuries the last, since 2001, so the last 12 years, and my spine is pretty much trashed. And my spinal surgeon, my orthopedic surgeon, doesn't know how I get up every day. And some days I wonder myself, but I keep on going. And I had a car accident in the middle of that with a broken shoulder and a crushed chest and was out of work for months and months and months due to that. And there's been so many things, a blown Achilles tendon and, you know, then the small stuff like sprained ankles and things like that. But I had a hard time allowing myself to forgive myself and forgive my former spouse for doing the things that he did at the time when my kids needed him the most. You know, we often went without heat or food, and he didn't seem to care. But that's not me. That's not my karma. And I was making it my problem. And it was my problem providing for my children. But my children are now grown. My youngest is a junior in college. And my oldest is going to be 30 in less than a year. And still I was holding on to that. Today I can say, and I'm proud to say, that I can now let go of that. It was what it was, but I'm not a prisoner to it any longer. So what is holding you prisoner? Where in your life may you need to forgive? Where can you add balance to your life? You know, this now, for the until February, it's really about developing balance between the masculine and feminine parts of you, because we all have a masculine side and a feminine side. It doesn't matter what sex you happen to be on the outward appearance. You know, the masculine energy tend to push to the point of action to make things happen, which gives birth to opening all the beauty and the splendor within the feminine. But it's the feminine who actually has to give the birth. So one needs the other, just like we in our own selves need the masculine side of ourselves and the feminine side of ourselves together as a balance. So this weekend, really take the opportunity to observe yourself and ask, where are you in the evolutionary development with your growth and your full expression? It can be a really passionate weekend for you people out there who have partners, or possibly a passionate weekend for those who are just getting together, or if you've been seeing someone this weekend, maybe the weekend where things move to a new level. Now, when that kind of power is going on, of course, there's always the opposite possibility where instead of being creative with all this power, it can turn into something explosive. So keep that in mind as well. You want to be sure to be on the creative side of things this weekend and not let any situations get out of hand with people in your life. So watch out for road rage and be kind when you're speaking with others. Even if it's a difficult situation, choose to be kind. Choose to be kind. And again, this is a really passionate and powerful time. The feminine energy can really show the masculine now. And this is important for all you girls out there. And for you guys to show your feminine side. So show the people in your life what your needs and wants are. What are you looking for? You know, not everybody's a mind reader or psychic. And even psychics aren't mind readers. So share with people your feelings and what your needs are. Don't expect somebody to know what your needs are because you've been together for so many years or they should just know. Never assume that, because it's impossible for another to know exactly what you're feeling or what your needs are. This is a time now where there are lots of expectations and demands, and you may even find yourself being put down over this next weekend by others. Remember, the opportunity, where the biggest opportunity lies, is to go into this weekend and into the next 7 months with an inner awareness of strength. And remember balance. Remember balance. Use your passion and your feelings and your desires to create something positive this weekend. It'd be a good weekend for all you couples out there who are thinking about starting a family. It's a good weekend for getting busy on that, planetarily wise. You know, remember that you, each and every one of us, have our own individual independent selves, and we are free to share our own creative capacity, so that we can enjoy the game of life, more fully. But you have to recognize that creative capacity. And if we're stuck in a place of guilt, if we're stuck in a place of unforgiveness, then that can definitely affect your creativity in a big, big, big way. Food for thought, for sure. So, where do we go from here? Well, we've got about 10 minutes left. So I want to talk a little bit about what living in a harmonious universe means. And this is an interesting concept that really I just learned about this week. And it shifted my perspective amazingly. And this piece is part of what gave me the ability today to feel like now I can forgive myself. And that, interestingly enough, I see the whole situation from a different perspective, a perspective that had this incident not happened, I would not be here today. I wouldn't be here in the capacity that I'm here sitting with you guys today, because that really sent me on a search for myself and to find out what was important, because honestly, 30 years ago, I didn't value myself. I was brought up in a family that women were less important than the men. Women belonged in the kitchen, and that you did whatever your husband told you, basically, or your father or your grandfather, or, you know, whatever the male role figures were in your life. And it was a very dysfunctional family and a very critical family. And thankfully, now, today, I can say that this thing that I've been holding on to all this time was actually the catalyst that propelled me to look for something better. Imagine that. And that's the way it usually happens. When we're comfortable, we don't do the work. You know, we just don't do it. Why would we? Things are going along good. You come home every day. Maybe there's dinner made for you. Maybe there's not. Maybe you go out to eat. You watch a little TV. You know, read the paper. And you go to bed and do it all over the next day. Well, that is the average American's life, and probably many European and South American people as well now, because so many homes have TVs in them, and people tend not to have dinners together anymore as families, which I really highly encourage. If you live near your family, or if you have family that lives with you, I really, really encourage you to have family dinners. Dinner, have family night at least once a week. You know, a couple of times a week is better. Every night of the week is great. But, you know, of course, we're all busy and everybody has different schedules. So if you can even just do once a week, that's fantastic. And open that up to your extended family who's in the area as well. Maybe Sunday you have dinner at your house this week, and then maybe next Sunday you go to your cousin's house for dinner. So if your family isn't in the ritual of this, maybe suggest it. You know, we're all only here for a certain amount of time. And none of us know what that time is. That time is between you and your maker. Some believe that we chart the time that we're here before we come. And I can go along with that theory. Some people believe that we chart in 5 exit points. So we can bail out at a time if we feel that our life just isn't effective anymore. And when I say bail out, you know, it can be through a number of ways. It could be a car accident, or you fall and hit your head, or it can be cancer. Or, as in my brother's case, it could be that you take your own life. And I really didn't want to accept that as a possibility of an exit that we would choose. But now, somehow or other, I guess it is the exit that he chose. Of course, I wish that someone could have reached out to him and he could have grabbed that person's hand and held it and still be with us today. So if you are troubled, if you are overwhelmed and you're feeling like you don't have anywhere to turn, call me. Call the suicide hotline. Call a priest. Anybody. Reach out, because there is help out there. There is help out here. Reach your hand out. Remember, we can reach to you, but unless you take that hand and hold it, then the connection is lost. If you know somebody who is struggling, reach out to them in a genuine way. Really reach out to them. You don't have to be a psychiatrist to reach out to someone. I have often, multiple times in the last 5 years, have shared with Colette Baron Reed that she saved my life in 2009. I reached out, and thankfully she was there and grabbed the line and was able to pull me in. She says that I did it on my own, and of course I did, because had I not reached out, had I not grabbed the lifeline, I wouldn't be sitting here talking with you today. So remember, if you are listening and you're struggling, if somebody reaches their hand to you, take it. Take it for all you have. Hold on to it tightly and allow yourself to get through the difficult time. And we are just about out of time here. So if you would like to reach me outside of my Blog Talk studio, you can find me on Facebook at Intuitive Medium, Psychic, Gifted Healer, Animal Communicator, Inspirational Teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. Follow me on Twitter at Cynthia Fontaine at Cynthia Fontaine. And please check out my website, www.cynthiafontaine.com, and my all-natural line of body products, www.alchemyoftheearth.com. And one of these days I'm going to do a show just on the body products and really explain to you guys about the dangerous things that most of us are putting on our bodies every day. Of course, I'm not, because I have my own line of body products. So check it out, and I'll be adding some new things to the line before Christmas, and I'll have great gift baskets and things like that coming up. My email is CynthiaFontaine@live.com, but the best way to reach me is message me through Facebook. And with that, I am going to sign off. I want to say thank you all. I love you so much. May you be blessed. May you be whole. May you forgive yourself and anyone else in your life who needs forgiveness.
Treat myself if I thought I was sacred. How would I love myself if nothing was wrong? I'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song. Yourself, if you thought you were sacred, how would you love yourself if nothing was wrong? You'd be in the moment, enjoying what's inside, and sing to the world a glorious song. You are sacred. You are sacred. You